Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition and hadith which has been narrated from the Lady Fatima alayha as-salam. This hadith is not only a hadith, we can learn a lot from it, but simultaneously it is a prayer, it is a dua that each of us can make and recite and reap the reward from it. In this beautiful prayer and hadith, the Lady Fatima asks Allah for a long life. And ask him to increase her lifespan. At the same time, as we'll see, the Lady Fatima conditions this request with a certain condition. Let's look at this beautiful tradition and then see what the condition of her request is. The Lady Fatima alayhi salam said the following in her intimate supplication or her munajat with God Almighty. O Allah, by your knowledge of the unseen and your power over creation, she asks God, referencing these two very important qualities and attributes of God. One is God's omniscience and his knowledge. The other is his omnipotence and his power. She says, keep me alive so long as you know that life is good for me, and cause me to die when death is good for me. This is a very interesting and beautiful prayer. Usually, we abhor death, we want to live long life, and we ask God for the increase in life without taking into consideration the fact that sometimes the increase in life and our lifespan might not be what is in our best interest. It's because of this that she asked God for a long life with the condition that life is good for her. And she asked God to take her soul if when death is in her best interest. This is one of the best qualities of the believer. Always ask God for things that which is in his best interest and interest of those around him. At the same time, we have numerous traditions which besides this prayer, we have numerous traditions in which our infallibles have indicated things and alluded to things that can help increase in our life. These are acts which can help increase our lifespan. For example, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, remain mostly in a state of purity and Allah will increase your lifespan. Or in another tradition, the Holy Prophet says, whoever would like his sustenance to be amplified and his destined end to be postponed should maintain his relations with his kin. Right? So remaining in good relation with our kins, being in a state of purity. There's also other things like, for example, charity or being good to one's parents and these kind of things. These are also things can help us in increase our lifespan. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the request for an increase in life in the words of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل
صل على محمد وآل محمد.